Marlene Carrière is walking from Opaskwayak Cree Nation in Manitoba to all the way to the Parliament buildings in Ottawa. Originally, Carrière planned to start on July 3 and go until July 30. However, she was delayed as she needed a driver for her vehicle and a walker to accompany her. A few days later, Carrière's granddaughter came down from the north to join her, and she began her walk on July 7 at 5:45 a.m. The walk is called the Indigenous Grandparents' Rites and Ancestral Walk. This is Carrière's third walk of its kind. Her first walk was in 2006, called Kokum's Rites, and it was for her fight to get custody of her grandchildren through the courts. In our culture, and our ancestry, we don't go that way, says Carrière. Because traditionally, the grandchildren belong to us if something goes wrong with the parents. Carrière was fighting for her grandchildren for a whole year, and was told that she didn't belong in the courtroom as she didn't have grandparents' rights. She couldn't even tell her grandchildren's stories because she was considered third party. The last day of the court, I said to that judge, "You wait to see what I can do," says Carrière. "Because I'm a Kokum." She left that courtroom and went back up north to Cranberry Portage and started announcing that she was going to do a walk. "I had no idea what I was going to do, but I just did it," says Carrière. Carrière started this initial walk in Winnipeg on the No. 6 highway with her two little cousins, aged 10 and 13. She had people meet her along the way, and they got her a satellite phone which helped her to book a 15-passenger van to help walkers. "That was a long walk, but we made it, with ups and downs," says Carrière. Together they walked all the way to the legislative buildings. One Manitoba Legislative Assembly minister said to her, "If it wasn't for this walk, Marlene, there would be no rights." In October 2006, she was successful in getting her grandchildren back through the courts. "The right judge came on the right path at the right time," says Carrière. Then in November 2006, a private member's bill was passed for grandparents' rights in Manitoba. In 2009, Carrière was in Kitchener, Ontario, and she was working on her master's in social work. Part of her thesis was to walk to Ottawa and Indigenous grandparents' rights. So again, she walked to Ottawa, her as a great-grandmother and another grandmother with her. They completed this walk in only 12 days. Now on this journey in 2023, Carrière felt again compelled by her intuition to walk again. "This one was going to be the Indigenous Grandparents' Rights and Ancestors' Walk, because I've been getting a lot of messages from the ancestors, and the unborn children, and the children of unmarked graves," says Carrière. "It's all about healing now." Being a professional, Carrière has had many meetings with other professionals, but prefers to take action herself to further create change. Already with this year's walk, she has faced several challenges: the rain, finding a driver, and walkers. Luckily, despite the setbacks, she was joined by a young couple, one of whom cycled 17 kilometers in support of this walk. "I'm very grateful because people are starting to realize that this is much bigger than just me. This has got to be done," says Carrière. "I can't give up." Carrière had won custody of her grandchildren in 2006, and was able to give them back to their mother in 2009. Their mother had been sober for 9 years at that time. Unfortunately, unknown to her family, she fell back into addiction and passed away only 2 years ago. Carrière became the full-time caregiver for the children once again, and put her walks for grandparents' rights on hold. Carrière has just one son left now, but she is a Kokum to many grandchildren, and one great-grandson now too. However, Carrière has shifted her focus from her own fight for her grandchildren, to now be walking for all grandparents. "They will know about the trauma, but they don't have to carry it," says Carrière. "It's not just my culture, it's across all the cultures. I want healing." Her grandchildren are older now, the oldest is 25 and the youngest is 15. They are able to be on their own now more often, and Carrière has once again been able to carry on her mission. According to Carrière, the Indigenous people carry the trauma of residential schools, the 60s scoops, the sanatoriums, the foster care system, the justice system, and so many things in their treaties. "That's a big load. Absolutely. But so many cultures carry their own historical trauma, so why don't we put that historical trauma down now, says Carrier. This is not just about Marlene, it's about all of us. Carrier teaches her grandchildren, we're all in it together, no matter what color or what culture, so let's be together. That's what the elders say, because look what it's gotten us, the children are hurting, says Carrier. And they're leaving this world too early. Carrier is strong and healthy, has no addictions of her own, and has had her own healing journey. Now she walks for the others on their healing journeys. I'm on a mission and I'm on an adventure, it's a magical journey, says Carrier. If Terry Fox could do it, then I can do it too. Carrier has a Facebook page documenting her journey, Indigenous Grandparents' Rights and Ancestral Walk for those who want to follow along. She is looking for people to join her walk, even if it's just in your community. You can document your kilometers and send them along to her.